Good morning. Welcome to the Bill and Paul Kliegel Show, one of the only shows of its kind. And I say one of the only shows of its kind because we do a number of shows. We are personal injury lawyers. I'm Brad Pollock. I'm in studio today with Nick Trost. Gary Bell's out of town. Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's nice having you. Nick is an attorney in our office. He's been practicing with us for quite a while. We talk about this being one of the only shows of kind because as personal injury lawyers, rather than get on the air and make a bunch of statements to you and plead for your cases, what we try and do is educate you, give you an idea about what you want to look for in a case, about what really goes on in a case, talk to you about really what really goes on with respect to your injuries. We do this every Sunday morning. On Saturday mornings, we are in KHOW, where we start at 7 o'clock in the morning when we have you call in with any questions you have on any legal topic. That's right. It doesn't have to be personal injury. It can be about a traffic case. It can be about your what might be going on with respect to your family law situation. It may be something that's going on with a trust and estate or your real property. We ask you to call us on any topic and we answer your questions or find somebody who will answer your questions and get you help. We do this as a service. We do other kinds of work in our office, but primarily we're personal injury work. So if you've been hurt in an accident, if you've had an injury that's been as a result of another, if you've had some kind of problems that you need to deal with in that regard, give us a call. You can reach us at 303-795-5900. You can get us on the net at bellpollock.com or at championsofthepeople.com. Today we're going to talk about a topic that I got to be honest with you, just about every time I listen to the radio or watch TV now, I get pretty upset over some of these claims that lawyers will make that they can instantly value your case. And they talk about how to value your case and they want to instantly value it. Call us and tell us. That's a lead in to get you to their offices. I imagine you realize that. But the question is, can a lawyer, when he texts you or when you text him, can he instantly value your case? Can a lawyer really value your case just simply by having a half an hour or 1 hour telephone call with you or a 15-minute telephone call with you? And can he, Nick?
Well, I don't think he can. I don't see how he or she can. I know in our practice, we'll sit down with clients. We'll have clients come in for free consultations, and sometimes we'll be in there for an hour or two. And at the end of that meeting, I still couldn't value a case. There's some times where I'll have a client and we'll have that client for several months. They'll still be treating for some very serious injuries, and we still can't give a full value to that case because we don't know all the variables. In a personal injury case, and what we're going to get into today, I think, is the fact that there's so many variables that go into a case. These include how the accident happened, who was at fault, and then what were the injuries you had, what were your medical bills. I mean, I can list them off for an hour, but we want to get into a little bit more of the substance. But it's just a very complicated matter. And so we always tell people that if someone has given you a value of your case right off the bat, you really need to have your radar up and really be looking at that skeptically.
Well, that in essence, they're doing exactly what we tell you not to do with the adjuster. When you're dealing with the insurance adjuster from the other side who represents the at-fault party, and when you're talking to them, we tell you do not take a quick settlement.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's a great point, Brad, because we hear it all the time. People will come into our office and say, I talked to the adjuster this weekend, and she said my case was worth $5,000. Or I talked to the adjuster this weekend and she said that they're not going to pay anything because your case has no value. So it's the same thing. It's looking at a case and making a snap judgment. And whether it's an attorney doing it or an insurance adjuster doing it, what we're saying is these cases are so complicated that you really need to look at them closely and you really need to look at all the variables.
The next thing you have to look at, you have to recognize is when you're getting a hold of a lawyer and a lawyer starts telling you what I will call, and I'm not going to zero in on lawyers, but what I will call, they start giving you dishonest ways to try to value your case or to try and make your case worth more. If a lawyer is telling you, go run up your medical bills. Now, a lawyer should tell you, when you're meeting with them, to go get the medical care that you need and that is necessary and make sure you're proactive in getting that medical care. That's important because you should get the medical care necessary to address the injuries that were sustained in the accident. But if the lawyer starts telling you to go run up your medical bills, go try and make those medical bills as high as possible, then that is a lawyer you need to get away from.
Well, yeah. And one of the things we tell our clients is we're not doctors. We're not physicians. We don't have medical training apart from the things we see in our cases. So, you know, we don't have the competency, the qualifications to tell somebody, oh, you need to go get an x-ray. Oh, you need to go to get physical therapy, massage. What we can tell people is that if they're sitting in our office and they're crying and they're in pain, which we see all the time, and they tell us that, well, they haven't been to the doctor yet, of course we're going to say, you need to go to the doctor right now. But there's a difference between that and saying, okay, you're in my office. You've only incurred $1,000 in medical bills. We need you to get that number up to $10,000 so we can get more for your settlement. That's improper. That's something you, if your lawyer tells you that, you got a real problem.
Right. You're supposed to get the medical care that is necessary. And that medical care should be all the medical care that is necessary. So if you're walking around with a sore back or a sore arm or a sore neck for a number of days and it's not resolving or it's as bad or it's giving you problems, yes, you should go see the doctor and maybe see about some physical therapy. If it's radiating into your arms and your legs, maybe you do need to get some other care and you need to talk about what kind of care you're going to get. But that's not running up the medical bills. That's getting the medical care you need.
And I think another real big problem with the issue of running up medical bills solely for the purpose of increasing the value of your case is that there's no sure thing in this. There's no sure thing that you're going to get a settlement. There's no sure thing that a jury is going to award you a judgment, no matter how bad your injuries are. It's very rare that we have somebody come in and we say, oh, absolutely 100% you're going to win your case. And if a lawyer tells you that, you need to look somewhere else because these cases can be dangerous. There's, you know, everyone has skeletons in their closet and these insurance companies will do everything in their power to pay you next to nothing. If they can, they will hire very talented defense attorneys to try to picket your case and to do everything in their power to pay you as little as they can. So running up medical bills solely to, quote, increase the value of your case, that can put you in a real hole. Because I'm telling you, you're still going to owe those medical bills back, even if you don't recover anything.
Now, the next step, you go to a lawyer or you're watching a lawyer who tells you who has gotten somebody. A lot of times they're paid actors and actresses. Other times they're friends. Other times they're a client they happen to have made happy, who gets on the air or tells you, I went to so-and-so and they got me $400,000 or they got me $1 million or they got me $5 million. They got me $2.7 million or whatever the amounts are. Really, that's going to affect your case? It means nothing to your case. It means nothing to you. It means nothing to the value of your case. It doesn't, it's not even discussed when we start talking about the value of your case and what the elements are that go into the value of your case.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny when you see those commercials out there. Well, if you see somebody with $400,000, if they say that their lawyer got them $400,000, well, how do you know that the medical bills weren't $500,000? How do you know that their lost wages weren't $1 million? So we always tell people when they come in and they say, well, I saw these commercials or somebody told me my case was a $1 million case. We say, look, you have to look at what are the specifics in your case, not somebody else's case, in your case. What are the things you've suffered? What are the losses you've had? And so it's really important that you focus on your case and not on other people's cases.
So what do we talk about first? When we talk about what goes into the value of your case, how do you really value a case? The first thing that we look at, maybe the first thing or one of the first things we look at, is who's at fault for the accident. How did it happen? Who's at fault? Okay, now, when you come into our office or when you talk to us on the phone, you're going to tell us your description of the accident. We're going to believe you, and we have every reason to believe you, and we're not going to doubt you. We're going to hear what you have to say. But we don't know what the other side is going to say. So the first thing when we're trying to, quote, value your case is, in our office, it's value as of, do you have a meritorious stance to go forward? not how many dollars do we throw onto your case immediately, but is there a meritorious reason to go forward based on your description of the accident?
And what I try to do with that, Brad, is when I have someone who's injured and has been in a car accident, even if it's clearly, you know, a high speed rear end accident where a lady is just stopped on I-25 and she gets rear ended. Well, you got to look at it not from her perspective, but from a neutral party's perspective, from a juror's perspective, because that's who would ultimately decide her case. And a juror is going to hear what she has to say, but they're also going to look at, you know, all the other circumstances. They're going to hear the evidence from the defendants. They're going to hear about what the traffic was like that day. What were the conditions on the road? Was it snowy?
And your lawyer needs to hear all this. Your lawyer needs to hear the defendant's side. Your lawyer can start a value based on you being 100% correct and the other side saying you're 100% correct. But you have to remember, good lawyers, when they start to determine what the value of a case is, the first thing they do is they hear or they try and learn about both sides of the case and both sides of the story on how the accident happened. You've been listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. We're going to take a short break. We're talking today about how do you really value a case? What do you really do to determine what it's worth? We're personal injury lawyers. You can contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell & Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We're here talking to you today, Nick Trost, Brad Pollock, personal injury lawyers of the Bell and Pollock Law Firm. You can reach us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been hurt, if you've been injured, if you've had some kind of wrong done to you by a person or an entity, give us a call. Let's see if we can help you, and we can't help determine what your legal game plan is. And that's what Bell and Pollock likes to talk about, is legal game plans and where and how you're going to be able to preserve and make sure you get the maximum recovery for your legal rights or for the violation of your legal rights. Today, we're talking about the fact that these statements that we can instantly value your case are just plain impossible. Now, we've talked about the accident. We've talked about the fact there can be two sides to the story. You've got to know both sides. Yes, we start with your side. Yes, we talk about that with you. Yes, we're going to advocate for you. Yes, we're going to 100% present your side of the case. But you cannot have a blind eye or a deaf ear to what's being done with regard to the other side. And another thing you're going to want to do when you start getting involved in the case is you're going to want to talk to, and you're going to want to have an idea what witnesses are out there and what they saw, what they believe, what they think, because witnesses can slant a case one way or the other. That's got to go into an idea when you start to value a case. But something when you start to value a case, because presumably what these lawyers are talking about when they're saying they're going to value your case instantly means they're talking about how much they think you can recover, how much they think you're going to get. Well, the old fashioned formulas of 2x medical expenses or 3x medical expenses doesn't work anymore. So now we're talking about what are you going to get? Well, the first step in that is knowing the policy limits of the other side.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a huge issue, because, and a lot of people don't know this, but the insurance company for an at-fault party, so not your insurance company, well, they don't have to tell you that information, and oftentimes they won't. So you could be in a car accident with somebody who has a $25,000 insurance policy, which is the minimum that you can have in Colorado to be on the roads. You could have been struck by somebody who has no insurance. They have no money. So how are you going to recover anything if you don't have your own UMUIM insurance? And that's a entirely different can of worms. But so the insurance that could or is available is going to be a huge factor in how much you can recover, unfortunately. And so, again, your case could have a huge worth, or could have a huge value, rather. But if there's no insurance and the person who's at fault has no assets, then you may be looking at getting nothing. So that's another factor that you have to look at before you get these pie in the sky dreams of what you could be recovering.
Okay. Number three, we're going to talk about when you get in, you've got to talk about your medical bills. You got to talk about your medical care. So the lawyer has to sit down and discuss with you your medical care and your medical bills, has to discuss with you what the medical care will be in the future, what medical bills are in the future, whether or not surgeries are going to be necessary, whether or not injections are going to be necessary, whether or not you're going to have a permanent situation or not. Most of the time when you're coming into the lawyer and they're using this hook to pull you in saying, I can value your case for you, your doctor doesn't even know those answers. If you looked at your doctor and said, doctor, how much longer and when will I be better and how much more care am I going to need? The doctor's going to look at you and say, I don't know. Let's take our time on this and let's just go through the different treatments and see how you respond.
Yeah. And I mean, if you come into our office a week after an accident and you've been to the hospital and you've had one follow up with your primary care provider, well, at that point, there's so many different directions that these things can go. And we've seen people who go to the hospital, they visit with their PCP to make sure that they're okay, and they have no more treatment, no more pain, nothing. And we've seen similar people, same age, same type of automobile accident, that then have to treat for years after that, for years. And they have permanent injuries. Everybody's body is so different, and we all react to these traumas so differently that the idea that a lawyer could tell you what you could be looking at as far as medical care a week, 2 weeks, sometimes several months after an accident.
Sometimes years
is just disingenuous.
We're talking about in what that medical care will cost, what that medical care is, what the expense of it is. You've got to be able to know and have an idea of what's involved. Lawyers can't do that instantly. They can't tell you that instantly, not if they're doing their job correctly. If they're doing their job correctly, they're taking the appropriate approaches to give reasoned and educated decisions about what's going on with you. And by the way, one of the things lawyers will be doing or should be doing at some point is looking at medical records and or talking to the doctor. So when we're talking about a lawyer trying to value your case, the lawyer's going to want to know what's going on by talking to your doctor or looking at those medical records to see exactly what's going on. Because the next question when you're talking about the medical care is there a pre-existing condition? Now, the lawyer may say, well, I can just ask the client and the client's going to tell me. But the problem is that you don't know, and the lawyer's got to keep an open eye towards how the defense is going to try and relate a condition to causing the injuries that you're talking about or being aggravated by that.
Yeah, and look, when if a case goes to a lawsuit phase, which many of these things do, you have to disclose to the other side pretty much all of your medical records from the accident, and sometimes some, if not all, of your pre-existing medical records. So if you've been a Kaiser patient for 20 years, sometimes you got to disclose 5, 10, sometimes 20 years of your past medical records. And I can't remember, you know, what my medical records might say or what things I went to the doctor for 10 years ago. And oftentimes we have clients that can't remember that.
Or will your MRI show degeneration? Will it show stenosis? And to what degree? They don't know that.
Yeah, and those types of things are going to be in the medical records. So a good attorney will listen to what their client says regarding their history, their medical history. And they'll also say, well, let's take a look at what the medical records say and make sure that there's not a, quote, skeleton in the closet that defense counsel or the insurance company is going to try to wave in front of a jury to get you to recover less.
So we've talked about that. Now the next step we talk about, and the next step we have to talk about, is lost income and or ability to work. Not just your lost income from the immediate accident and for the medical care, but your lost ability to work in the future. How are you supposed to learn that until you have an idea of what the medical care is going to be and what their injuries are and what extent or how long those injuries are going to be there and to what extent they're going to affect your physical capabilities, your ability to do things? Are you going to be impaired or not? Once again, and how does that play into your job and the unique aspects of every person's job out there? You all have jobs. You have unique aspects in your job that maybe this injury has adversely affected.
Yeah, and so that's why I usually say that the lost wages aspect is even more complicated and has even more variables than your medical bills and treatment, because it's absolutely different for everybody. If I suffer a wrist injury or a foot injury, well, as a lawyer, I'd probably be able to get by, and it probably wouldn't affect me too much, apart from typing. But if I was, say, a football player, and I suffered a bad foot injury, well, that could end my career.
Or if you're a carpenter.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're a carpenter and you swing a hammer or turn a wrench, a wrist injury could bother you. If you're a paralegal, or if you're a legal assistant, or you're a secretarial assistant, and you suffer a finger injury, somebody may say, well, losing a finger is not a big deal as far as a career, unless that's what you use to do your job. What if you're a pianist and you break a finger? It, you know, the orchestra may not be able to use your talents when you are missing or when you can't use one of your fingers.
Yeah. So a good attorney is going to take the information regarding your injuries, ask you about your job duties, and also ask you about, you know, what was your education? What was your training? Because a lot of times what happens in these cases is if you say, oh, I can't work as my job as a paralegal anymore, well, they're going to look at what was your education? What other training did you have? What other opportunities could you have to potentially pursue another career? And those are the types of things that the defense is going to argue, well, you're claiming millions of dollars in lost wages, but you could do these other things. So, you know, these lost wage claims are incredibly complicated, and they require you to look not only at your training and education, what your jobs were, your resume, those things.
And for those of you who are thinking, well, I can just go tell all this to the lawyer, once again, the lawyer isn't going to have the answers. You're not going to have the answers. The doctor may not have the answers until a time has played out and given an opportunity for it all to be answered. And until alternate means. A vocational rehabilitationist or a life care planner may have to be involved to just come in and find out what other jobs or what other areas you can make money in, that you can use as a career. So when we're talking about saying, well, I can just go in and tell the lawyer those things and they can value the case. No, it doesn't work that way. Lawyers are going to eventually value your case, but we've just talked about the economics. The lawyer now needs to learn about you. The lawyer needs to know how this has affected your daily life, how it's affected you personally, how it's affected your personality, how it's affected your ability to enjoy life, what kind of endeavors you do, what your fun is, what your hobbies are, what you do to use up your, quote, spare time. that we might talk about and learn what, even how well you tolerate pain. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are talking to you today about how you do you really value a case, and we're talking to you about the elements and what needs to be looked at. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and finish off this show, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're talking to you today about how do you really value a case. Nick Trost, Brad Pollock from the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're personal injury lawyers. If you've been hurt, if you've had an accident, if somebody else has caused you injury, or corporation or any injury, talk to us. Let's find out whether or not you should be compensated and to what degree you should be compensated. Let's put together a legal game plan so you understand what you need to do. We've been talking about how do you really value a case, and we're talking about how that takes time. That takes learning about your client, being interested in your client and wanting to know who your client is and what's going on. Instant valuations are not reasonable, and you should not fall for them. Nick, give me the last part about when we're talking about non-economic damages in about a minute. Tell me what do we got.
Well, in terms of non-economic damages, all of you out there have probably heard the terms pain and suffering and loss of enjoyment of life. So under Colorado law, if you've had injuries, you're entitled to some amount from a jury, and it differs from jury to jury as to what your pain and what you went through is worth. Okay, so that's pain and suffering. Loss of enjoyment of life is the other side of the lost wages coin to me. It's loss. Not only do you lose your ability to work and get compensation, you lose your ability to do the types of things that make you happy. So for me, that's playing golf or playing softball or sports. If I wasn't able to do that, I would be very unhappy. If for someone who loved to read and they suffered a head injury and they couldn't read anymore, well, that would be devastating. And so those types of things, that's a loss of the ability to enjoy your life. And it's different for everybody, and everybody values that differently.
So there's another part that you really need to know to value your case. What does that take? It doesn't take some adjuster or some lawyer or somebody saying, I'm going to know you for 5 minutes or a half an hour, and I'm going to throw out numbers and try to woo you in to either a settlement or to being my client. It takes a lawyer who says, I'm going to properly represent you with quality representation, with a legal plan that allows you to get the maximum recovery for what you have had, or for the injuries that you have had and for what you've experienced. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Next week, we're going to talk about medical malpractice claims, whether or not you have one, what you need to look into to determine if you have one. Till next week, y'all stay safe, and we'll be right back next week. See you then.